Warren has won cash and prizes totaling $45,970. Today, one of our contestants could win a pair of fur jackets, a gold camera, a diamond bracelet, or a trip to Jamaica, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Mercury Cougar and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you here. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back a very fine champion. This is Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Jim.
From Palm Springs, right?
That's right, Jim.
And just out of the service, and hopefully you're going to be doing the air traffic control. Is there a big difference in air traffic controlling that you were doing in the service and the civilian?
Not much difference, but the government seems to think so that you have to go back to school.
Yeah, oh, so it's back to the drawing board again.
That's right, right from square one.
Nice to have you back here with us.
Good
over
to be here.
Almost $46,000 in cash and prizes. Ready to go again?
You bet.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. The lady in red. Like that.
Appreciate that.
Whom
Jim?
Did you bring us, my dear?
She enjoys hunting moose, originally from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Let's hear it for Michelle Sacaro.
Hello there, Michelle.
And he leads a very fulfilling life from Columbus, Ohio. Put your hands together for John Rosen.
Hi there, John. See you a little later in some bargain summer. Thank you. John, they tell me you came in from Columbus, Ohio to join us, huh?
That's right, Jim.
Very nice. What's that mean, you lead a very filling life?
Well, I'm a dentist.
Oh, you're
kidding.
I'd
say drilling and filling would probably be more accurate.
Drilling and filling. All right, nice to have you here with us, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out from Ohio. And Michelle, you don't look like a big game hunter, but you enjoy hunting moose.
Yes, the dessert. I go for chocolate moose, and I try French restaurants and country inns.
Oh, okay. Well, the two of you have a sense of humor, and it sounds like, Michelle, if you have too much of that, go see John about the thrilling and frilling and drilling and all. All right, ready to go? Good luck. $20 starts all three players off. Let's go. The initials PI in the TV show Curtis.
Private Investigator.
That Private Investigator Magnum PI. It is indeed Private Investigator. $5 for the correct answer. Curtis goes to 25. This New York City street gives its name to musical theater. Curtis.
Radio City.
No. And is known as the Great White Way. That is Broadway. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer. Back down to 20. What kind of board is used by a sidewalk surfer? Curtis.
A surfboard.
No. Sidewalk surfer uses a skateboard. Champion loses another 5 down to 15. One of the few times that Curtis has been trailing since he's joined us. If you stay up all night working, you're said to be burning, Curtis.
The midnight oil.
Yes, indeed. And he's back to the $20 mark. Anaconda, green tree python, boa constrictor, Curtis.
They're snakes.
That's what they are. And the champion back into the lead. And a great time to be in the lead, because when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Curtis, $5 lead over the challengers. The opportunity to buy this.
Yes, please. Curtis, look what we've got brewing for you. Coffee Imports Coffee Concerto. A modern design in-household espresso cappuccino coffee machine. 10-cup capacity tank for continuous output. Furnished by Coffee Imports International. And it's normally priced at $400. Thank you. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, he did that right. And he didn't even drop the cup. I don't know what's getting into David there. But Curtis, very nice. You like good coffee and espresso?
I'm a caffeine aficionado, that's for sure.
That would be lovely. $400 for your own espresso machine, but here, $6. No, it's not. You got a $5 lead. You can have it for $5. Going once. Going twice. No sale for $5. No. Curtis likes to get a little bigger lead before he wants to do any buying. Who starred in the films Swing Shift and Curtis?
Goldie Hawn.
Private Benjamin, I was going to say the other one. Goldie Hawn is right. $10 lead for the champion. You might find a lawyer practicing in one or a tennis player playing on them. Curtis.
A court.
Court is what they have in common, and a $15 lead for the champion. Give me the title of Bram Stoker's classic. Curtis.
Dracula.
How about a Transylvanian Count Dracula? It is, and Curtis to 40. Yes. Well, John and Michelle, maybe you get on track now with the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board and looking for a famous person. A lot of information. Famous person. When I was born in England in 1961, I was given the title The Honorable. I now have a more important one. As a child, I played with the children of the British royal family. I am remotely related to English kings and American presidents. My father, Curtis.
Lady Di?
That's exactly right, Lady Di, Princess Di, Diana, the Princess of Wales. You are right, nice and soft. Curtis has got control. Where's the $10 money card, Summer?
Behind the floor.
Well, the lights are flashing, and if you can stop those flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Well, let's go $10.
Way in the other way. He lands on three, and what does he get?
Chocolate! Toblerone's chocolatey aroma can capture your senses. A magical mix of Swiss milk, chocolate, crushed almonds, and honey nougat. Furnished by Toblerone.
Now, I've seen those. This is four giant big chocolate thing. It's $500 worth of chocolate. John, he could keep you in business all by himself.
Boy, I'll tell you,
we'll be right back. It is. It's $500 worth. Our champion Curtis Warren continues in the lead. He's at 40. Michelle and John both at 20. We're back with this question for five. In Greece, what would you do with baklava? Curtis.
You'd eat it.
You'd eat it. That's exactly right. And another five for Curtis, the 45. What river forms much of the boundary between Texas and Mexico? Curtis.
The Rio Grande.
Rio Grande is right. And Curtis hits the $50 mark. John, hit that buzzer. See that?
Works.
All right. It's good. Yeah, darn right. Now, clear. And Michelle, that's it. Just got to get in there a little ahead of him. This word can describe both the birth of a chicken and something you batten down. Michelle.
Hatch.
Yes, indeed. See that? Just get a little practice there. Michelle goes to 25. Which president described our government as of the people, by the people? Curtis.
Thomas Jefferson.
No. And for the people, that was Abraham Lincoln who said that. And Curtis loses five down to 45. But still a $20 lead for the champion. And that $20 didn't want to buy with a $5 lead. Instant bargain time again. And this time, Curtis, you've got yourself a $20 lead. So, this looks terrific. Take a look at this.
Curtis, mirror, mirror, on the wall, which instant bargain reflects on us all? This elegantly styled mirror, it's in solid brass and sealed with a durable baked epoxy coating for protection and ease of care, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. And it's normally priced at $870, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh! Shut eye? It's okay. Shut eye. Used to be Snow White, but she drifted. Curtis, a mirror. Sorry about that, Dar. Curtis, you've got a $20 lead. Beautiful mirror for just $11. $870 mirror for $11. They went to a lot of trouble setting this up.
That's true.
So I would really like you to have that mirror. I will give you $200 in cash, making it an over $1,000 bargain. The mirror, $200 in cash for $11, and you would still have a $9 lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Curtis, if you had bought, a sale surprise goes with it. Where's the sale surprise? If you had bought, you also would have gotten $800 in cash back in the box. Bye, Pam. Oh, I wish you had bought that. You would have had $1,000 in cash. The first television soundtrack to go number one on the pop charts, Curtis?
Oh, I don't know.
Since 1959, belongs to a cop show with slick style. It is Miami Vice. And a matter of fact, back in 59, do you remember? It was Henry Mancini with the music from Peter Gunn, another cop show. So, Curtis, you lose five for that. Down to 40. On what would you be riding if you were competing in a race called a... Curtis?
A bicycle?
Gonna look weird going over the hump in a steeplechase on a bicycle. No, a horse would be more appropriate, I would think. And a quick buzzer fails the champion. Still a $10 lead. Name the war-torn nation that is Israel's northern... Curtis?
Lebanon.
Lebanon is just north. Your right gets that $5 back. The Depression's not-so-funny theme song was Brother, Can You... Curtis?
Spare a Dime.
You got it, and you got another 5 to 45. Speaking of the Depression, who was the president in office at the... Michelle?
Roosevelt?
No, at the start of the Depression, it was Herbert Hoover. And Michelle loses 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 20. Sorry about that. Well, talking about President Hoover, it was during the Depression that Hoover offered this humorous aside. President Hoover said, "Blessed are the young, for they shall inherit the national debt." Cute, Herbert, cute. We'll be right back. Back to the match with the champion enjoying a $25 lead. Curtis at 45, Michelle and John both at 20. And back to the fame game with another money card going up on the board and a famous place. I am a densely populated island country in Southeast Asia. I was once a British colony, but I'm Curtis.
Hong Kong?
Incorrect. There's a break for the challengers because the champion is out of the rest of the question. And as I say, you're playing for control of the board so you don't lose any money. You stay at 45. However, we'll clear it. Continue for John and Michelle. I was once a British colony, but I am now an independent republic. My name in Sanskrit means Lion City. My port is the busiest in my part of the world. More than 75% of my people are Chinese. John.
Singapore.
Singapore is right, and John gets control of that board. Another money card is where, Summer?
Line of five.
Two of them to shoot for, John, and we're locked into your buzzer
15.
Now, so
Come
good
on,
luck.
15.
Way up in the corner, I hope he has something nice behind number one.
Men's sportswear. The Green Classics Tommy and Batikla sportswear for men. Gives you the winning edge for total good looks in every season. Classic, comfortable, terrific La Tigre.
That's very nice. $350 worth. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And Curtis is back in now, and all three of you with this question for five. What university's dramatic society is called the Hasty Pudding... Curtis?
Harvard.
Hasty Pudding Club is indeed Harvard, and Curtis at 50. In mathematics, what is the reverse process of multiplication? Curtis?
Division.
Division is right. Curtis at 55. One of the hottest comedy teams of the 50s was a zany... Curtis?
Martin and Lewis.
Martin and Lewis is right. I was going to give you Lewis, and I needed Martin. Very nicely anticipated. And Curtis with a $40 lead. You didn't want to buy with a $5 lead. You didn't want to buy with a $20 lead. Curtis with a $40 lead. Look at this.
Curtis, set sail for a wonderful adventure in beautiful Newport Beach. We'll limo you and a friend from Los Angeles for a week stay at the Balboa Inn on the sand in Newport Beach, California. Restored to its original 1930 luster. Private pool, spa, beachfront view, and complimentary breakfast. Furnished by Balboa Inn. And it's normally priced at $1,780. But today on sale of the century, yours for only $16.
Now that's nice. That is, you go by limousine,
oh,
the
boy.
Whole thing. Your wife, Sharon, did she come with you today?
Yeah, she's here today, Jim.
Sharon, would you like to go on a vacation by limo? And she's shaking her head. Yes, Curtis. Curtis, get the hand close to the buzzer or you're in a lot of trouble. I will even ignore the fact that she shook her head yes. You can have the $1,780 vacation, week's vacation luxury. I'll still throw in $300 spending money. Okay, now we got a $2,080 vacation for just $16. Sharon, enjoy that. And we'll knock $16 off the score. Still a $24 lead for the champion. We'll be back to see if he can hold on right after this. That'll be nice. You want to go? Champion Curtis Warren's got himself a nice week's vacation, and he still has the lead. 44 for Curtis, 20 for John, and 20 for Michelle. The city with the largest land area in the United States. Curtis?
New York City?
No, the capital of the state with the largest land area. Juneau, Alaska is the largest land area city, and Curtis loses 5 down to 39. Many people believe that this game was invented by Abner Doubleday. Curtis?
Baseball.
At Cooperstown, New York. Baseball it is. He gets it 5 right back. Name the British secret agent in the movie, Michelle?
James Bond.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service. You're right, James Bond it is. Michelle in second place at 25. Third and final crack of the fame game. All of the money cards will be up there, including one worth $25. And as a matter of fact, John or Michelle, if either of you would hit that $25 money card, you would go into the lead. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in San Francisco in 1938 and grew up to follow in my father's political footsteps. At first, I rebelled against Curtis.
Edmund Brown Jr.?
You are right. It is Jerry Brown, Edmund Brown Jr. Boy, you took a chance, and it paid off. Congratulations, and you've got control. Where's that other money card?
Behind the six.
Right across are three money cards locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Nice prize or the money?
He got some money. It's a $10 money card. You add that to Curtis's score, and he jumps up to $54. As we finish up the game with the speed round, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Curtis at 54, Michelle at 25, John at 20, but I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. In what sport would you try to stay out of a sand trap? Michelle?
Baseball?
Wrong. What 1920s gangster was known as Scarface? Curtis.
Al Capone.
Right. Name the TV bar run by Bostonian Sam. Michelle.
Cheers.
Right. King Arthur kept court in what legendary? Michelle.
Camelot.
Right. What kind of creature is a sturgeon? Michelle.
A fish.
Right. Who was the lovable, scatterbrained wife? Curtis?
Edith Bunker.
Wrong. What vegetable is known as a love apple? Curtis?
An onion.
Time. What language do you understand if you sprechen Sie Deutsch? Michelle?
German.
Right. In the Bible, what was the first dwelling place of Adam and Eve? Curtis?
The Garden of Eden.
Right. What part of your face concerns an ophthalmologist? Michelle?
Eyes.
Right. Name the capital city of New Mexico. Curtis?
Santa Fe.
Right. Which British king signed the Magna Carta? Michelle?
Charles?
Wrong. To what country does the island of Capri, Curtis?
France.
Wrong. On what type of surface is curling play? Michelle?
Green.
Wrong. Matthew Brady was one of the pioneers. Curtis?
Telegraph.
Wrong. Time is up. They went backwards for a while, but Curtis came out on top. Wow. Back to Curtis in a moment. I have here a small deck of cards to go over, friends. Matthew Brady was a pioneer in photography. You would play curling on the surface on ice. And the country, the island of Capri, belongs to Italy. The British king who signed the Magna Carta in 1215 was King John. A love apple is a tomato. The scatterbrained wife of George Burns is Gracie Allen. And you would try to stay out of a sand trap in golf. My social security number is, we live at this out. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm done. All right, I've got to say goodbye to John and Michelle. John, you got the sportswear, and with the cash in front of you, $370, I thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, you started to push him there for a while until you missed a couple. You played very well. Thank you very much for joining us as well. But Curtis Warren, he joins me once again at the winner's board. Come on, Curtis. Well, after rolling in a couple of speed rounds, that one went backwards. Congratulations. You came out on top, and again, you face that winner's board where you can now get some beautiful luggage. There is another, you got one great trip. How about a trip to Jamaica? Up on that board is also $3,000 in cash. There is $10,000 in cash. And one thing we haven't looked at for you and your wife, how about this?
You warm up to these beautiful his and her furs. For the gentleman, a fur with knit trim and zipper closing. For the lady, blue sauce styling that's full and fluffy. From Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. And this prize is worth $4,500.
Isn't that nice? That is very nice. And even living in Palm Springs, you get up in the mountains with those, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful up there. All right, it's up here on the board, or they are up here on the board. You make a match, the prize is yours, Curtis. So good luck and start picking.
Let's try number 11.
Number 11 to start off with. Those are the fur jackets. Find the match for that, and you've got them.
Number 2.
Number 2. And a trip. Great trip to Jamaica.
Number 5.
Number 5. We're looking for a match. Leather luggage.
Number 13.
Number 13. A win card. Next thing is an automatic match. There's $10,000 in cash up there. There's $3,000 in cash. What's it going to be, Curtis?
Let's try number 9.
Number 9 for the win, and he gets... You got the trip! Beautiful trip to Jamaica. You will enjoy it. You and your wife will enjoy it. Jay's going to tell you all about it.
Have a tropical delight. A trip to fabulous Jamaica. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a week's stay at Sandals, the Caribbean's most complete all-inclusive club resort for couples only. Situated on Jamaica's largest private white sand beach. Everything's included. Food, drinks, sports, entertainment, even tips. Furnished by Sandals Resort Beach Club. And this prize is worth $2,900.
Lovely trip. And we've got some tickets for you. Oh, we've got a new model on the show here with the tickets. This must be your wife, Sharon?
It certainly is.
Hello there, Sharon. Congratulations. And you guys are off to Jamaica. And they're off on a honeymoon right now. We'll be right back right after this. Back with the Warrens. And Sharon, you were not here when he won the car. What happened when he told you about that? How did you feel?
Well, I didn't come to until this morning, so...
Boy, you're doing great. Congratulations. Nice to have you here with us. You got to be proud of him. and certainly proud of him to the tune right now of $51,450. And he'll be back to defend the title next time on Sailor with Sensory. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.